You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, the scripture makes it clear to us that God has given us all that pertains to life and godliness, but it only comes through the knowledge of Christ. A lot of believers suffer unnecessarily. They suffer unnecessarily because of the lack of the knowledge of Christ. You see, some years ago, I think it should be around 2014, I was having very terrible pain. Overnight, I just developed this pain around 2 a.m. It was so terrible that I could not even open my door. So I had to crawl and pick up my phone and called a neighbor. And they came, they struggled to open the door because I couldn't even open the door for them. And they saw me, so they called my brother. He came around, they rushed me to the hospital. I was in pain. The pain was so intense that I was behaving insane. And at that time, I wished for death. They gave me all kind of injection. They diagnosed that it is probably kidney stone, but they weren't just sure. The following day, we began to run a lot of tests. They took me to various places. We were running tests, and all the tests came back negative. They couldn't just find out what was happening, but I was in terrible pain, very terrible pain. I was vomiting. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. My wife, who was my fiancé then, came to see me in the hospital. She had just finished medical school. There was nothing she could do. So I kept on having this pain. Eventually, I remember that while I was also going through a test, you know, I just got up from the couch and I began to pray in tongues. And from that moment, the pain subsided. They took me back to the hospital and I didn't have that pain again. Eventually, I was discharged. They ultimately couldn't figure out what caused those pain that I went through for 3 days. Brethren, I suffered terrible pain for those 3 days. In fact, I asked a woman who has given birth, who has also had such pain, that between giving birth pain and that pain, which one would she consider the most terrible? She said that pain is worse than the pain of giving birth. Now, I got married later on, and in marriage, I suddenly developed this same pain again around 11 p.m. It was so terrible, it was so sharp. But then my wife had specialized. The area she specialized in has to do with pain management also. So, as this pain came suddenly, my wife, I just saw that she was just looking for some things, doing some things, as if she neglected me. And then all of a sudden she came, gave me an injection, and within 2 minutes, I got up. The pain was over. And I was telling her that I'm fine. She said, you are not yet fine. Just hold on. It will come back. I'll give you another one, then you'll be fine. And exactly, that was what happened. I didn't have to suffer. I probably suffered just for just 5 minutes. What is my point here? You see, that knowledge had always been available, but she had not reached that level of knowledge when I had the first episode. But by the time I was having the second episode, she had the knowledge. and I didn't have to suffer. I was suffering earlier, not because there was no solution, but because they probably didn't know the solution. People around me, the doctors who were treating me, didn't know what to give me. But now that somebody who now knows the solution is with me, I didn't have to suffer. Brethren, many believers are suffering today, not because economy is bad, not because there's so much problem in this world, but because they don't know Jesus. Don't get me wrong. There is a suffering that is apportioned to us for being identified with Christ. That's not the one I'm talking about. There is an unnecessary suffering that so many people are going through because they don't know Jesus. It is as we know Jesus that we can access everything that belongs to us in the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.